Prasna Upanishad. First question. Sukesa Bharadvaja, Saibya Satyakama, Sauyayani Gagya, Kasalya Asvalayana, Bhagava Vaidabi, and Kabandi Katyayana were students filled with devotion for Brahman, the Supreme Spirit. Their minds rested on Brahman, and they were in search of the highest Brahman. Once they said, "The holy Pipalada can explain all the sacred teaching." And thus thinking, they approached him, bringing as a sign of reverence fuel for the sacred fire. The sage said to them, "Remain another year in steadiness, purity and faith. Ask then anything you desire, and if I know, I will tell you all." When the time came, Kabandi Katyayana approached the sage and said, "Master, whence came all created beings?" The sage replied, "In the beginning, the Creator longed for the joy of creation. He remained in meditation, and then came Rayi, matter, and Prana, life. These two, thought he, will produce beings for me. The sun is life, and the moon is matter. All that has form, solid or subtle, is matter. Therefore, form is matter. When the rising morning sun enters the eastern skies, then he bathes in his light all life that is in the east. And then the south and the west and the north and all the sky are illumined by that light that gives life to all that lives. Thus rises the sun as fire, as life in its infinite variety. It was said in a verse of the Rig Veda, 'The sun is rising in golden radiance, the sun of a thousand rays, in 100 regions abiding. The God omniscient, the aim of all prayers, the light and fire supreme, the infinite life of all beings. The Lord of creation is in truth the time of the year. This has two paths, the way of the south and the way of the north. Those who worship thinking, 'We have done sacrifices and pious works,' attain only the regions of the moon and return to life and death. That is why those sages who desire children and the life of the family follow the path of the south. This is the path that leads to the ancestors. But those who in search of the inner spirit follow the spiritual path of the north with steadiness, purity, faith and wisdom attain the regions of the sun. And there is the ocean of life, the refuge supreme, the land of immortality where there is no fear. From there they do not return again. It is the end of the journey." There is a verse of the Rig Veda that says, "Some speak of a father who sends rain from the heaven of the north, resting on the seasons and showing himself in 12 ways. Others speak of a sage in the heaven of the south, with a chariot of 7 wheels and 6 spokes. The day and night are the Lord of creation. Day is life and night is matter. Those who join in love by day waste life, but they follow the good path, those who join in love by night. The dark fortnight is indeed matter, and the bright fortnight is life. Some sages perform their rituals in the bright fortnight, but some in the time of darkness. Food is in truth the Lord of creation. From food seed is produced, and from this beings are born. Those who obey the law of the Lord of creation, they in turn become creators and like him produce a pair. They attain the pale regions of the moon. But those in whom there is no deceit, untruth, or bad faith, who live in steadiness, purity, and truth,